Hey, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate. Thank you to BirdBrand. Have a wonderful rest of your time here. Take those finals, ace them, and get out of here. Return home to your family. See you later. You've got me for the next hour, and you've got Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. Got a couple songs, got a couple fun things, and then maybe, you know, some Christmas music. We'll throw some in there. I love indie Christmas music. Anytime an artist, like, throws out an original Christmas song, I'm all for it. And so, anyway, that's what we're going to do, but we're going to start here with Bonnie Doon.
is all I really need.
Like it's impossible to count. One, two, three, four.
Drinking cold black coffee. I shake and shake, still won't get off me. Another blissed out fantasy where animals and objects talk to me. Always try and hate it, but then you laugh, it sounds outrageous. Spend another day sleepwalking. Is this having fun, or is it just because? Which one is junk?
Hey, what's up? You are listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. Thanks for hanging out. Really like that show before, Bird Brained. Awesome job. Awesome job. Also, I have a new pair of headphones in the studio today, and they feel excellent. So thank you to the powers that be for treating us well. We had Bonnie June, A Lot of Things, name of that song. Featherweight by Fleet Foxes, Sleepwalking, Better Oblivion Community Center, and then, just because it made so much sense, Cattails by Big Thief, just going right in there. Just two bands that are just like mining the same earth, for sure. Started out with Bonnie Doon, A Lot of Things. I really like that song. Also because the Bonnie Doon, there's a book. There's just like this book that I have. I don't know why I have it. It's called Been Doon So Long, and it's about this place called Bonnie Doon in California. And so it's just right on that. It's one of those books on your bookshelf that when you look at the shelf, you just see Been Doon So Long. So anyway, all right. Head into the next set. We'll start out here with some Beck.
Take care of me. But seeing we, it's a reminder. Don't wear no suits. We're talking t-shirts. See how it glides. Makes women shiver. He ain't no jive. His voice is smoother. Been bending notes just like his father. But no birds or bees does he eat. He only wants the tenderest meat. And all the sounds he makes him speak under all different paths of sheets, colors blind, oh dopamine. And she looked so good when they were last seen. Ah, ooh, ah, ooh. The modern world dripping in all the lives it took. You going home, try to wash them off, but when he shaves, he hears them call. Ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. You want to call in 855-915-WMFO. My name's Nate. We just listened to I'm Waiting for the Man. That was a cover by Beck, covering the Velvet Underground, Waiting for the Man. Inner Lover by Land of Talk, a fantastic song. Followed by Wolf by Sylvan Esso, a fantastic song. Just especially to, right, if you've got a pair of headphones to kind of climb up inside those songs and just sort of see what's happening. Fantastic. Oh my gosh, fantastic. That's why you're in the game. That's why you listen to music right there. Songs like that. Oh my gosh. Especially Wolf, man. That's a perfect song. Anyway, Bonaboo's backing me up. Nothing owned. Writing finals. That's what it is. I'm writing a final on James Baldwin right now. Big time shout out to Professor Hux for dropping the page count. Although I don't think that'll help me. Baldwin's one of those writers. I've encountered this a few other times with Bonhoeffer and Merton, where it's just like everything's a quote. You go back through your notes and you're just like, how can I not say this? Like, how can this not be? If I cut this out of the paper, how could I be doing Baldwin justice? Excellent. Excellent witness of love. That's really just the theme of the old paper there. Baldwin knew what love could do, right? And not just the good thing. Like, how good love is also sort of like belies love's ability to hate, you know, to form hate and to form fear. you can love somebody so much that all of a sudden you start being afraid of how fleeting that feeling is, how not in control you are of whether or not somebody loves you. And in some cases, whether or not you love somebody, that's what Giovanni's Room is about. That's what the Amen Corner is about. I mean, the Amen Corner, oh my gosh. That's about trying to walk away from love, right? That's about realizing that, man, there is no leaving the love that you have, right? You can put some distance in, and this is not, you know, sitting there and allowing somebody to hurt you, but it's about how love, true love, the love that you have, I mean, the love that you feel for your partner, for your family, for your friends, once that exists, it's irrevocable. There's no walking away from it. It will affect you forever. It will affect your ability to love other people forever, right? And denial of that fact can make you a monster. It can prevent you from achieving even your most lofty aims. So this is what Baldwin did. He talked about what he saw. And if you've ever seen a picture of Baldwin, boy, could he see. Oh my gosh. Every interview ever with him is just somebody asks him a question, and then with his eyes, just the most piercing eyes I've ever seen, he looks directly into their soul and says, I know what you're asking. You're asking, could somebody love me? I know that you want to ask about, you know, okay, what do you think about this particular point of racial reconciliation in America? What do you think, you know, is going to happen in the future? What do you mean by the fire next time? But he looks at somebody in the eyes and he says, I know what you're asking. You're asking, do I deserve to be loved? Right? And Baldwin's answer was always, I just don't know enough to tell you yes. Right? I have walked away from religion. I can understand its power, but I just don't know enough to tell you yes. All I can say is that I see the power. I see the power, and I see the power's effect on you. So that's what makes it hard. Folks out there in radio land, what do I cut out? There's a lot to say, a lot to talk about. Anyway, a lot of music to play today. Thanks for being with us. Shout out to Jordan, who's listening. Shout out to other Jordan, who also might be listening. And yeah, send me a text. You want a request? I think I am going to play something from the Postal Service. Last night, I was in a group of youngsters, Gen Zers, and I was trying to be like, look, this album's like Give Up is a huge album. And they're sitting there like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I can't even really even sing these songs because I'll play something from there. That's coming up. All right. I'll cut back in a couple of songs. Thanks for being with me.
that I hate.
It's not.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. Quick PSA for you. Looking for something sweet, great tasting, looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you. Try eating dried fruits. This is what I need to hear. It's Christmas. I'm eating cookies like crazy. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugar, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I forget how funny that one is. I do. And I believe in it. I want that to be heard. I believe that I should be eating way more dried fruits because it's like chocolate and cookies nonstop during the holidays. It's the only time in our house, at least, that there are just like bowls of candy out. And as you like walk through the house, you're like, well, what am I gonna do? Walk past these chocolates and not eat one? Yeah, exactly. Dried fruits. The mangoes, the dried mangoes. I don't know. Is that really a step up? The ones that are like coated in sugar, the ones you buy at Costco, those ones. I don't know, but I think I don't know. Maybe I guess I'm assuming dried cranberries. Ugh, cranberries. Bottom five fruit for sure. I guess bottom five berry. Berries are fruits and not vegetables. Oh yeah. You want to have a real conversation about what is a fruit, what is a vegetable, what is a berry, what's a legume. That's a real, I don't think anybody really knows. The seeds are on the outside. You're like, what does that mean? What are you talking about? And it's like, yeah, raspberries are a vegetable. And you're like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That whole conversation is ridiculous. Either way, as far as like things that grow from the ground that we eat, cranberries, bottom five. Of that entire list, easily. Call in 855-915 and challenge me. I'm willing to devote 10 minutes to this conversation. Anyway, great set there. Two of Us on the Run by Lucius. Wrong by Pronoun, a song I used to play a lot 3 years ago, and now I'm playing now. Nothing new, but The Strike. The Strike, a band I just have found out about, and I'm pretty stoked about. They're a really cool band. So I'm like excited to play them. And yeah. So anyway, time for like maybe one or two more. And we'll start that with kind of what we're trying to do here. But thanks for listening. And WMFO in Medford, yeah. Let's keep going. Thank you.
Thank you. getting pretty, baby, hold on tight. Racing towards a dream on the horizon. Give me something better than this hollow life you do. It's all in the league.